Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. The Devil Whale has been described as having a SoCal alt-rock vibe with folk elements and gorgeous harmonies. They played over 100 shows in 26 states last year, but when they're not on the road, they're home here in Salt Lake City, writing and recording songs. The Devil Whale is this month's featured band on our online music series, Sounds from the Lounge. Today on the program, we have three of the band members with us, and joining me in studio is Brenton Jones. He is a songwriter and guitarist with The Devil Whale. And Brenton, good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
Oh, wrong mic. There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jake Fish is with us as well. He plays bass. Jake, hi.
Hey there.
And Jimmy Tim, he's lead guitarist. And Jamie, welcome.
You can call me anything you want. That's okay.
And you can see two video clips from The Devil Whale playing in our member lounge on our website, kcpw.org. If you've got questions or comments about their music or what life on the road is like, you can give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Jamie, sorry about that.
Oh, so it's fine.
Speaking of names, what's in a name? Where does the name come from? The Devil Whale, Brenton Jones.
It was just a name of a picture in this magazine years ago before the band was formed. And when we formed, we needed a name. Just kind of wouldn't have been much different if we pulled it out of a hat. So it was the hard part was just finding something we liked okay. So at that point, we didn't really care what it meant.
And now you're still happy with
it? Yes. Well, yeah. You just get used to it, I guess. It's like when you're a kid, you don't like your name sometimes, and then you grow up and you're like, oh, it's my name.
You guys used to be called Palomino.
Yeah. Well, Jake and I played in a band called Palomino. Yeah, and then kind of gradually switched. Shifted over to the Devil Whale. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been playing as the Devil Whale for about 5 years now. Brenton, I understand you write all the songs.
Yeah, you play guitar.
It's
shifting a little bit more. We're starting to do a lot more collaborative stuff. Jamie's been in the band for about... Jamie didn't really join the band until we started touring a ton. So this has been our first prolonged break, you know, since about November. So it was the first time we've actually had time off together. So we're starting to do a lot more collaborative writing.
And how is that? How is that different from just writing by yourself?
Well, it's good because you have more minds bringing, you know, to the table. Everybody's good at different things. So when everybody's chipping in equally, you're capable of going in a lot of different directions.
Jamie, I mean, you've been a guitar player for a long time. What got you started writing songs?
Oh, man. I actually, I used to write songs because I couldn't, it was too hard for me to figure out the songs I was listening to. So I'd be 13 years old, you know, figuring
out
some...
What were those songs about that you were writing?
Oh, man. They sounded a lot like 50s Elvis, Sun Session, Elvis era.
But they were about Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons, maybe some, I had to say girls, too. I mean, I was in junior high, but... So I started writing because, I don't know, it was always easier to write my own songs and play guitar, but I'd rather do my speaking with the guitar, but no, well, I love writing, though. Everybody, that's the thing, is we each kind of have, like Brenton said, certain things that we're better at, and we have different influences, and we all kind of throw together ideas, and then it all usually turns out better.
So what are your influences besides Dungeons and Dragons and girls?
Do you need any more influences for rock and roll?
What about your musical influences? Jake, what about you?
My musical influences?
Yeah.
I like the Beatles a lot. Dylan, kind of old, you know, 60s, 70s rock and folk. And then a lot of new indie kind of bands, indie pop bands and stuff like that. Dr. Dog, different projects like that.
We all
pretty much anything really, old country. I like everything.
I think anything from probably the 50s up to now, we could probably find something we like.
Uh-huh. Brenton's same for you? Influences?
Yeah. Yeah, really is. Like I think our common ground between the four of us tends to be a lot of the older stuff. And then, you know, what we each like personally will vary a lot from there. So, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you've released a third album, a second full-length album, Teeth, last year. I want to play a clip that you recorded here in the KCPW Member Lounge. This is Golden. Set up this piece for us, if you would. Someone. Brinton.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I wrote this song. Will Sartain, local legend, him and I were going to go for a walk one day for some reason, and he was running about 10 minutes late. And so I was like, oh, I got 10 minutes. And so I sat down and picked up the guitar just to kind of mess around, and then just kind of stumbled upon the guitar melody that leads into the chorus. And then from there, you know, by the time he showed up, I had a bit of a structure in place, and then worked on it when we got home. And that's the song. So that's Golden.
Okay. This is Golden from The Devil Whale.
Catapult was ready for another chance at civil war. Your eyes were so golden, and I marched right off of the ledge you made and landed in a velvet grave. I thought I heard someone say a prayer, and the words felt stolen. Crying out loud, get it right. Your love's just a ghost in the night. Close your eyes and it disappears. Close your eyes and it disappears. Close your eyes and
that's The Devil Whale playing the song Golden in the KCPW Member Lounge as part of our online music series, Sounds from the Lounge. Guys, I'm watching you listen to this, and it's kind of fun. You're gesturing, you're moving. you can't keep still. What's it like? How does the live recording compare to a studio recording for you?
I think it's
Jake.
I have a blast at the live recordings because normally you're pretty nitpicky in the studio and stuff like that. So I like to hear like mistakes and different things that we do just a touch different every time.
What are the mistakes there that you heard?
Well, it wasn't necessarily mistakes. We kind of since it was a little more mellow of a session, I think we just did that like right before we showed up too.
So I kind of
forgot what parts we left in and left out.
Jamie, Tim?
The songs will sound just a lot different every time you play it. You know, when we play a radio show, you kind of have to arrange the songs differently because you're playing at a, you know, quieter volume and things like that. So it's always really interesting to hear it afterwards. It's really different than the studio. You know, I try to make it sound like it did in the studio on the stage or live, but it's kind of impossible. So it's fun to hear different versions of songs. And
had you heard this version that you've played?
Yeah, I love it. I love what you guys did. So far, the two songs we've seen, or that I've seen, sound and look great. So thanks.
Talk about the harmony part of it. I mean, when that second voice comes in.
Well, that's just Jake Fish.
It's just lovely. And
yes.
How do you guys pull it together? Decide what that harmony should sound like, feel like, singing together?
Yeah, it's actually probably Brinton and I both work on those. Like, I'll throw something out, and there'll be a note or two that he's like, "What if you do this instead?" or something like that. I guess it depends on the one. Sometimes
a lot of times
I get it right.
Recording too. As we're recording something, we'll be like, "Oh, I could use something. You know, I could use a harmony here, or there, and come up with a, you know, a part." But usually, it feels try to put them where they feel natural, I think.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of time to work on harmonies when you're spend 6 months in a van. Out of a year, these guys will be up front singing, okay, let's work on this part, and you can hear them.
I want to talk about that in just a minute. We're speaking with Jamie Timm, lead guitarist, Jake Fish on bass, and Brenton Jones, guitarist and songwriter and singer with the band The Devil Whale. And The Devil Whale will open for Neon Trees on Friday, June 8th at the Depot here in Salt Lake City. They'll also be playing at the Utah Arts Festival Sunday, June 24th. And again, you can see some choice videos on our website, kcpw.org. Gentlemen, you've been touring nationally for a couple of years now. You've spent a lot of time on the road this past year, 100 shows in 26 states. First of all, why go on the road? What's the allure there, Brenton?
Well, the allure is that you're, I don't know, I get a little cabin fever and I'm in one place for too long. So going through a spell like that currently as we speak. So
itchy feet, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy seeing the different places, meeting the different people, and it's been a really rich experience being able to do it. So we like doing it. I don't know if it's the smartest thing to do or if it's the most, you know, it drains our funds and
financially
ruins
yeah.
all of our equipment. But we like doing it, so we keep doing it.
So being able to play every night, I mean, that's a thing for, like, you put so much work into the music and you want it to sound a certain way and all this stuff. And most of us, you know, we've been doing this stuff since we've been kids. And so being able to go on tour and do it in some regularity of, you know, every single night, have a show, man.
Well, the practice has got to be good, but those close quarters, Jake, I mean, do you still like these guys after 6 months in a bus?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We couldn't pick better dudes to tour with. I think after you cross, after you clear maybe like a month or two, you realize that you just don't want to talk to anybody else. After a while.
Yeah.
They're going to be the only ones that understand you.
If you've ever, I
Jamie.
Watch, I'm going to get made fun of for saying this, because this is really, it sounds
Let's
easy,
hear it.
But Deadliest Catch on the Discover Channel.
Run with this one, Jamie, run with it.
I'm going to run with this. No, sometimes, obviously we're a lot lazier than those guys, but being like on a boat or in closed quarters, sometimes you kind of get, I guess we're not on a boat, we're in a van, but a similar thing.
What would you say our fish are? What's our catch?
Our fish, rock and roll, man. We're out there to get rich
well,
on catching, rock and roll.
We're providing it. We're not catching, we're catching it.
Yeah, we're catching. We're giving people sustenance
we're relaying
with our music.
It.
There you
we're
go.
Catching it and
we
passing it.
We just get paid $5 a day instead of thousands.
I think this metaphor has been exhausted. We're talking with the Devil Whale about their music, about touring. What's going on with the, as you go on these tours, how do you select sites? Has there been some bright points, some low points on the road, Brenton?
Yeah, definitely some of each. But usually if it's a tour we're booking ourselves, we just, you know, mostly you're playing places we've played before, but the first time around we'll just, really it's just like anything else, referrals, like asking other bands that have been through or other whatever, and you just kind of store the contacts away, use them when you need them. And then occasionally, we did a couple tours last year where we were just handed a tour, basically, you know, do you want these dates? And those are the best, because then it, you know, it's all set.
Jake, where's your favorite audience?
Well, I have to say Salt Lake City, but aside from that, probably like Seattle is a lot of fun. Actually, there are a lot of really cool places that we've been able to play and cool people we've been able to. I remember we played a show in Cleveland, Ohio, that everybody we talked to afterward was just unbelievably cool, and the show went really well. But that happens all the time. So, but I guess like we've only played Cleveland once, I think.
Yeah.
Right. So I.
So seeing those new audiences, just seeing how a new audience reacts, is kind of fun.
Yeah, and you kind of get a sense for people of a certain setting too. Not to stereotype people in their environment, but like it seems like the Upper Midwest, in particular, like everybody there. I don't know if it's just me getting along with them, maybe. You know, maybe they're more like me or something like that, but I just think they're the friendliest and coolest people too.
Mm-hmm. Highlights for you, Jamie,
oh,
of the tour?
Man. We've been so many places, but we had one particular show in D.C. at what was the venue?
930 Club
uh-huh. with the Head and the Heart. We were on a tour with Head and the Heart and Tao. We were opening up for them, and that show in particular. It was just a combination of everything with the crowd and the venue and location, and that's a big highlight for me. I also love going to Louisiana, though, whenever we get to go down there, or Minnesota area is fun. I like up there. So we've been all over. So.
You like this country. We're speaking with the Devil Whale, and again, they are the featured band this month on KCPW's website, our online music series called Sounds from the Lounge. I want to play another clip from, this is from your album called Teeth, which you released last year. This is a piece called So-Called War. Who would like to set this up for us? Story behind the song.
We Jake? Probably had to have Brenton do it.
Okay. Brenton?
Well, this was the one we actually, in terms of the arrangement, when we were in the studio working on Teeth, we'd actually never played this song. In fact, I don't know if these guys had ever heard the song.
No. Yeah.
And we just kind of, one evening, just kind of sat down in a circle and worked on it together. And this is pretty close to what we came up. I mean, this is what we came up with.
Look for a Django Reinhardt influence on the guitar solo.
All right. This is So-Called War from the Devil Whale.
Silence all your intentions were good. Brand new homes where the enemy once stood. But revenge will eat you the way a lion would. I'm only famous 'cause I lost the so-called war.
Jamieton?
Yeah, it is. It's an influence there. He's a little flat fifths and sixth right there.
So-Called War by the Devil Whale. Lyrics, she's only famous because she slept with all my friends. Are these songs or are these stories, Brenton Jones?
I guess they're... Are they songs or stories? They're,
or both.
I guess they're songs. They're, not always... very consistent in terms of the voice of the narrator, so I'll kind of hop all over the place a little bit. It's not always a very cohesive, you know, all the lines don't always go together, but as long as they fit and sound okay, then I'll roll with it. But the newer stuff is different. That was just kind of this phase, I think.
It sounds good.
Thank you.
How did you guys find each other? Brenton, you said you've been playing with Jake forever, but how do you come together as a band and, you know, find a great guitarist like Jamie? I mean, how does that happen?
We all just kind of...
all live here in Salt Lake?
Yeah. Yep. We all live within a few blocks of here, and we all just kind of met through mutual friends, common friends, and Jamie, you know, played with Band of Annuals for a long time, who were some of our really good friends, and when things slowed down for them, around that time, our guitar player quit, and it was kind of just a no-brainer. So we lucked out. Thanks, Band of Annuals. Rest in peace. We love you.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, do you have to audition? How do you know that when something clicks, like you guys could travel for 6 months in a band together?
I think musically, like, there's a big difference. Like, usually when you sit and practice with somebody, you can tell pretty quickly if it's going to work, you know. But then I think, honestly, we look for more somebody that has a personality that'll fit with us. But it's hard to find different musicians who will stick with it, especially when, you know, people are willing to be along. But
sometimes when we're replacing people, we'll think of one of our friends or somebody we know, and we'll start being like, well, they could do it before we've even heard them play, because we're always like, our parts are easy.
Yeah, and we're like, we just want somebody we can hang out with.
As long as we find someone we like, we'll be fine.
Compatibility on the personality side. The Devil Whale made a second trip to South by Southwest this past March. What was that experience like? And is it somehow different from just your regular tour, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not in the van as much, and you're one of the cool things about I guess we played five shows and we were down there, so we're a little bit busy, but they give you these wristbands and you can just go wherever you want and drink for free. It's awesome. So that's not like normal tour, and you get to see amazing, amazing artists, and it's kind of one of those things where normally we do everything together, and at that festival we all just meet up after a while. You know, everybody gets to go out and do their own thing. So it's kind of fun in that sense, I guess.
It's an overwhelming experience down there. There's thousands of people, and everybody looks exactly the same. You keep thinking, "Oh, is that so and so from Salt Lake?" And they're like, "No, like he just is dressed exactly like my friend." Yeah, it's tons of great music too.
So, have you? Was there someone that you discovered at South by Southwest who you thought, "Oh, they have a really unique sound"?
I think Pond. There's a band called Pond.
Australia.
Yeah, I guess.
Awesome. Amazing band.
I had never heard him before, and saw him live. It blew my mind.
We got to play with a Taiwanese band on our showcase called Wanfu. I think these guys had to go move the van, so I was the only one that got to see him, but it was pretty eye-opening experience for me to see how they rock and roll over there.
I saw that the Little Willies is a band that's got Nora Jones in it, and this guy named Jim Campolongo, he's one of my biggest influence with my favorite players. I saw him play for the first time, and that was exciting.
So you do get to jam with other groups.
Mostly watching shows. Like, we're just running all over. I mean, it's all just in the downtown area, so you're just going from bar to bar to bar, like from, you know, noon to 2 a.m. So saw a lot of cool. Daniel Johnston, Built to Spill, The War on Drugs. Saw a lot of great bands.
Our time is winding up. I want to play a third clip from a video you may not have seen. It just went up today.
Oh.
Nuclear Christmas.
Oh, this is a new one.
Yeah. Brenton Jones, tell us quickly about it.
Well, this is it's a song about the end of the world, basically, as the song implies. And I'm trying to think of how to set it up, but
it's radio debut. In
fact, this is
the only recording that exists of this song. So.
Okay, well, let's take a listen. This is Nuclear played. Christmas by the Devil Whale. Maybe.
Should we wait here? I don't think she's coming underground. It's where we find our answers. It's where our lungs get blacker. All my favorite people.
Nuclear Christmas from the Sounds of the Lounge online music series from kcpw.org. That's the Devil Whale. And Brenton Jones, Jake Fish, and Jamie Tim, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
And again, the Devil Whale will open for Neon Trees Friday, June 8th at the Depot here in Salt Lake City. They'll play at the Utah Arts Festival Sunday, June 24th. And of course, those videos will be up online all month at kcpw.org. City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. And tomorrow, looking for stories and connection in an old school bus, Bus 52 comes to Salt Lake City, and we'll talk with them about their experience. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.